Welcome to Chris Allen's podcast. And here comes the show. Yeah. All right, guys. I wanted to come into this with a little bit of applause today. So I'm talking about a movie that's been out for a couple days. I just got around to watching it because life is busy, and you know how that goes. And I wanted to talk about Thor, Love, and Thunder. This movie was absolutely torn apart by critics. And I can't figure out why. Like, it was a really good movie. They went with this movie. So a lot of the Marvel movies and the Marvel TV shows here lately, they've gone real serious, real dark. Especially like Moon Knight and, you know, and the new Captain America with the Falcon becoming Captain America was very geopolitical. They got very heavy with that. Of course, you know, the Avengers movie's pretty heavy. That Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, you can talk about heavy. Come on now. And Scarlet Witch become evil and wipe out everybody. Like, became more powerful because of the Infinity Stone that she had to do with Loki. Like, yeah. And wipe out the Illuminati. Like, you know, they were darker, more serious, less, you know, didn't have the fun of some of the original Marvel movies. And that's fine, because they're great movies. And they did a lot of building up to create those stories, and it was a good wrap-up to those stories. I'm not still 100% happy about Multiverse of Madness, and I'll probably be doing a podcast about Multiverse of Madness, but that's beside the point. Multiverse of Madness was a great movie. I just don't like the story. Although, it kind of came out as kind of... still, whatever. Scarlet Witch, my bad. So, Thor, Love, and Thunder felt like they were just going to have some fun with the movie. They were going to have some good points, and they made some great philosophical points, and they created another bad guy. You almost kind of like, I get it. But they wanted to have fun. They wanted you to sit in a movie and just enjoy it. And, you know, some nerds didn't like that, which I find odd. You would think they would want to enjoy a movie, but no, they wanted to be all pissy about it. Like, oh, you can't have all these kind of jokes. It's got to be serious. They didn't tell a great story. No, they told a fun story. A really good fun story. Lots of jokes, lots of one-liners. And really, oh, they were trying too hard to work these jokes in. No, they weren't. It was Thor being Thor. You know, it was a good time. I'm Jim Bean Apple, by the way. That's what you're hearing pouring. Jim Bean Apple. Good stuff. Because now I only podcast while I'm drinking. Which is making for a much, much better show, let me tell you. Podcasting, drinking. Woohoo! I'm kidding. I'm not drinking every podcast. Just this one. And the last one. Maybe the next one. And the one after. But, anyway, Thor, they had fun with the movie. The interaction between Thor and Valkyrie has always been comedic. And it works really good. And then bringing back in Natalie Portman as the Jane Foster to play the female Thor. Also dying from cancer, which straight out of the comics was a beautiful story, but added that levity of their relation together, and then the Stormbreaker being jealous of the hammer, that dynamic, and then adding powers to the hammer where it could split apart, destroy multiple, was great visuals for the movie. Good times. And even in the final battle, when they had him temporarily give all the power of Thor to the kids, and the girl was using a bunny to fight the shadow creature created by the Necro Sword, you know, it was a good, fun movie. It was fun to watch. You know, some of the new Marvel movies have a kid. He's only 10. He couldn't get into them. There was too much seriousness, too much stuff. It's like, eh. And this was a movie he sat and enjoyed every minute of. He got into it. Drifted off sometimes for the disposition with the gore. The God Butcher. Bad guy. Christian Bale. Awesome. For his stuff, but, you know, that happens. And again, let's talk about the God Butcher here, who really was a loyal subject to his God. Like, he kept the faith. He did what you're supposed to do. And I think this part actually kind of touches on, this is where the movie was supposed to touch on for all the people who wanted something serious, was faith. And is your faith rewarded? And when your faith isn't rewarded, what could happen? And
And that's why you feel bad for this guy. This guy kept his faith. Like, he walked across this desert planet to get to the salvation that he was supposed to get to for making the sacrifice. There's no water. He carries his daughter, like, in hopes and prays. Amos pray to this God, right? And then she dies, and he buries her. And right after that, he makes it to the promised land. He makes it into the salvation, and he's drinking the water and eating the fruit. And he meets his God, and he's like, I've kept the faith. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm here. And he's like, and why are you drinking my food and drinking my water? Get out. There is no salvation. There is no paradise for you. You're nothing. And I'm just like, well, what would you do if your God was that much of a jerk? If you met God and he was a jerk, I mean, what would you do? After the day after burying your daughter, making this grand pilgrimage to save her by bringing her to your God. Like, what would you do? He broke. It broke him. For all the faith that he kept, it turned into that much hate. And he happened to be laying around the Necrosword. The Necrosword came to him, fueled by his hate, and he slayed the God. And he became War of the God Butcher. And you can literally, given that his God was a jerk, sympathize with him at that moment. And had he become a character that hunted down jerk gods, like, I don't know, but Zeus turned out to be in that movie, I don't think anybody would try to stop him. But hatred was too strong, and he wanted to kill all the gods because he felt no god was worthy of being worshipped at that point. And had he really paid attention, like, when he attacked I can't believe I forgot the name of it. The new Asgardia, and the gods of Asgardia showed up to protect the people and did what they're supposed to. Had he not been so full of hate, maybe he'd recognize that and could have been better. But again, he was just slaying every god he could so he could get to the center of the universe, to the first. And what was he going to do there before Thor talked to him? And that is something we could openly debate, because the one thing he loved was his daughter. Had he not lost the Necrosword, he might have just wished for his daughter either way. Or there's that chance that he would have wished for the death of all the gods. Really no way to tell. But again, he sacrificed himself, wished for the rebirth of his daughter, who was named Love, who is adopted by Thor, and starts to wield Stormbreaker, and Thor starts to wield the hammer, because unfortunately, they did take this directly from the comics. Jane Foster was using the hammer to be the female Thor, but at the same time, she had cancer and was dying. So it did end up with her losing the hammer and sacrificing herself and dying. But she gets to go to Valhalla in the end. Yay, Valhalla. Die in battle, you go to Valhalla. Which was a good ending for her, good wrap-up. She's greeted by Idris Elba's character. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forget his name. Anyway, greeted by him. And, yeah, it's good times. It's good stuff. It was a good, fun movie. The daughter who you see down at the beginning of the movie gets to live. Yay. Gore, the God Butcher, pays for killing the good gods that he did by passing on. And Thor gets a kid, and like they showed the little montage of him being an awesome dad. Go figure, Thor's an awesome dad. So I wonder if this actually trying to wrap up Thor and maybe not do another movie, have him focus, although it does end with him and Love and Thunder, saving some aliens that need to be saved. So wouldn't that be an awesome way to continue the story? It's him and her going through. Oh, that would be so good. And then, yeah, all this stuff. So, can we get one more thing in these Marvel movies, though? Just one. Can we stop killing awesome characters? You guys got one of the greatest actors of all time, in my opinion. Christian Bale. He's a method actor. He's really good. He really gets into the roles and does everything he can to make the roles good. And he played the God Butcher with... It was gorgeous. And y'all killed him. Can we stop killing him? Can we do that? Can we stop having these awesome bad guys end up dead and be able to reuse them? Like, delve more into their character? Like, y'all killed Killmonger and Black Panther. Wouldn't y'all love to have him back right by now for the next movie? I'm just saying. Although, I'm not lying. It looks like he's in the preview. I'm just saying. That Black Panther that shows up has the gold like he had in his Black Panther suit. So maybe. Maybe. We're hoping. Anyway, so even though this is now the Chris Allen podcast, I am still going to use Ninja Stars as my way of rating movies. And I give Thor Love and Thunder 4 out of 5 Ninja Stars. It is Chris Allen podcast approved. Everyone should watch it. Just watch it in the point of what it's supposed to be. A fun, good time movie, not a serious dramatic effort. All right, guys. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Everybody have a wonderful day. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show wherever you're listening to this show. If you're listening to the Chris Allen Show, awesome. If you're listening to the Jason E. Jones Show, even better. We look forward to bringing you more content. And if you want to help us out with that, you can hit us up at www.patreon.com/worstjokes and help fund the show. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at cman234 at Twitter. At cman234 at Twitter. You can find on Facebook, the Chris Allen Podcast. You can find Jason on Facebook, the Jason E. Jones Podcast. You can also find him on Twitter, too. Just search for the Jason E. Jones Podcast, and you'll find him. We're all there. We're all here for you. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to an email at AskTheAngryNinja@gmail.com. You want to be on the show, reach out, hit us up. We'll get you on the show, interview. You want to come tell a joke, tell a joke. We're all here. If you have an outrageous story, I'd love to hear it. We'll put that up too. So just let us know. And if you have anything you want to hear, let us know. Twitter is the best way just to let you know. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.